Hey, good morning. This is Antoine Royale, aka Mr. I Think Different. Oh man, we had fun last night, man. We had the recording of the songs we messed up as kids and everything. And even after the little podcast, I had like a little cold, you know what I mean? My nose is like stopped up a little bit. So if you hear a little sniffling, but we had little conversations and talking about things and just like coming back to self. Like when you come back to self and knowing your value, because sometimes we deal in relationships, friendships, and everything to where we lose sight of ourselves or a little piece of ourselves. And it's normal because a lot of times when you break up from somebody, depending on who loves ever more, you lose a little piece of yourself. You know what I mean? You got to rebuild. You know what I mean? And when you rebuild, it's not what you rebuild, it's what you gain with it. So when you get back to self, everything cool, especially in friendships. Like, you ever been around people you know that ain't for you? But sometimes you gotta be around it, and sometimes you know, the people you're around, like, the shit rub off on you, but you know it's just awkward, and then some bullshit happened, and it's a falling out, and you know you should have stayed away from them, but, or you should have played it different on a balanced scale. So you lose sight of yourself if you don't, that's how you build character. That's usually when you're a kid, usually trying to find yourself. Some people do things in different areas when they're older and they try to, but in any situation, if you're passionate about something and it doesn't work and you have to break away from it, it kind of like, because it's a part of you, you put a lot of passion into it. So you lose a little bit, not sight of yourself, but a little bit of yourself, and you have to regain or dump the bullshit so you can see who you are and come back to self. Because a lot of times we blame ourselves for situations. You try to see around it and you blame other people for situations. You try to point the finger all the time. Either you blaming them too much or blaming yourself too much. And you need to learn balance and like what went on. And okay, it could have been fixed, or if you can fix it, or if you can't or repair it, how can you do better from there on out? Things hurt, but healing is a process, and it all comes down to coming back to self. Because usually in life, we go through so many things, and we build this character, but we're not working on our personalities. Because your personality, you have different personalities for who you are. You're not, like, you're somebody's child, you're somebody's mate, and you're somebody's parent. You don't act the same way, you treat all of them the same. So it's different personalities. Your character is built off of, you know, usually like the ego. You need a little ego, but it's, yeah, your character is built off your personality, or that's what it's supposed to. Sometimes people try to put this persona up and have this character of who they're not, and that deals with insecurities and trying to hide certain flaws in their personalities. So when they come back to self and they can build strength in their personalities, they can build character through their personality, and you can tell the strength because they don't care who like them, who don't. You know what I mean? This is me. But getting back to self, you have to learn like all that you have to offer. Know the worth. Everything that you have to offer is not a physical thing. Usually is more like your help, your encouragement, your inspiration. Know all that you have to offer and get around people that can appreciate that and not just use it or abuse it. They can utilize it, and in return there's a return for you that's special for you. It helps you as well. And I'm not talking about in the physical nature, because people that drain you would try to utilize and drain you for your energy for their physical manifestation. So a lot of times, like, you have to sit back and look at your bullshit. Alright, yeah, this is me. Boom, boom, boom. I need to change this. I could have did better. I could have followed my intuition in the beginning. Because if you follow your intuition in the beginning, you wouldn't have lost sight of yourself in the end. So always know who you are in the beginning, and know what and what's not going to work for you, because you know what type of person you are. And don't ever lose sight of yourself and think that you're not a good person or not enough because you wasn't with the person that was going to value it anyway, because you wasn't, you know what I mean? You are enough. It's just for them type people, it's just not enough for them. Or they don't see it until later on because they're worldly people. Let them be worldly. You can't force a person to be spiritual. Let them be worldly. And get around, like, because there's so many other people, so many different people that are on your time. You just have to get around it and take the chance, take a risk. So get back to self and know who you are, and get around people that know who they are. You can love them for who they are. have standard in your life. Don't stand, like, you know what I mean? Stand firm, have standard in your life. And just know who's for you. Don't keep thinking about the issues and what happened. Just think about the character and the people you were around or the person you was dealing with. And be like, we wasn't the same. I'm a crown in my world. Like, you can't think outside of yourself. You got to look within yourself and look at everything that you are and who you are. Like, really. And everything that you are flawed and what you need to work on. Like, okay, well, I have my shortcomings here, shortcomings there. So if I do, you know, choose to build this type of relationship or this type of friendship or this type of business move, I know what to prepare for. So it's like in business, like you know what to prepare for. You got good deals, bad deals. So when you, with I ain't gonna say friendships, but with, cause we too old to be having like friends, but you know, with colleagues, you just know who to be around, associates and all that. Follow your discernment and you build character to know how to play against the demons. You keep the shield, protect the heart at all times with the character that you build. But you can be genuine. But if you stand firm in who you are, the demons ain't gonna like you. Sometimes your raw nature, it disrupts the demons in people. And then they'll try you. But if you stand firm on it, they'll break eventually. They will break. Because misery love company. And when you don't allow them to make you miserable, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper, they be mad as shit. And they'll try everything to try to. And then eventually they'll break. And you just stand firm and be like, I ain't going nowhere. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you know what I mean? That's what it means to be a warrior. Stand firm on what you believe in. It's not like a physical fight. It's an energy thing. It's a spiritual thing. Get your power back. Know who you are from the beginning. Who were you before you met these people or that person? What were the signs that you missed that you know that you can obtain now? Like, okay, these are the signs that I miss, and that's how I felt. So if I see this in the beginning, so because in the beginning they were attracted to this, that, and the third about me. Let me get back to that and bring that more essence because I'm mature with it and more experienced. And I have a sense of resilience. So now you can exude your beauty times 10 and say, let me tighten up on this, that, and the third, because this is why they love me, because I was on my shit with this. I was on my shit with that. So you stay on your shit. Never lose sight of yourself. It's a process. You're going to go through it day by day. But when you wake up, you think about yourself. You don't start thinking about why that person or them people ain't fucking with you no more. Why they treat you like that or why they do that to you. You start thinking about yourself. I'm like, why did you let that happen? Don't even say, why did you let that happen? You know why you let it happen. You missed the signs. So you start thinking about yourself. Let me get back on my shit. Fuck everything that happened. Fuck everything that was said. Let me get back on my shit. How can you not, like, you know what I'm saying? Deal with a person. Like, that's what it's about. So when you get that, you come back to self and you start working on self and start believing and having that faith in self again. There's no way you could fail. No way you could fail. So y'all continue to bless each other, man, and live in love. Be in love with yourself, because when you come back to self and love with yourself, the intuition, that's the God within you. Don't let nobody tell you you being too cocky. Now, when you get into your ego, yeah, but when you feel like confident in your love that you and all that you have to offer, when you confident in it, can't nobody contest that. And you're going to have people jealous trying to know, oh, yeah, you think you this and the third. No, I just know what I have to offer. And I want that back. Sometimes it ain't about money all the time. Money is good, but it ain't about money all the time. Just give me back what I have to offer, whether you have money or not. You know what I mean? So, a lot of people don't. They just want to match the physical realm because they still like wanting to run around and all that. Let them go through that phase because it's an immature phase. But let them go through it, and they have to grow up eventually. And by the time they grew up, you done moved on. But nah. Just learn to live in love, y'all. It's a lot going on in the world today, and it's a lot of energy, negative energy that's in the world, and we got to learn how to live in love and live within ourselves, and just continue to push. Don't even push. It shouldn't even be a when you stand firm, and you had that spirit, like it shouldn't even be a too much of a fight, cause you're firm in who you are. Live in love, y'all. Peace. I think different.